How do we know they could use like fine sawdust? That's called Nisura Shokhashim, what the carpenter has. Or Nisura Shokhashim Daka. How do we know if they say that fine sawdust is also kosher? Or else with seed of lime, or else with charsis, or else with pottery, broken up pottery, or else lavona, or else with a brick, or else umagufa, or else if you have this cover of a basket that's made out of earthly ware, shekotchon, if all these cases were crushed down, they were crushed into powder, how do you know that you're allowed to use these things for kisyadam? On this tamlem, the pasuk says, v'chiseyu, that it should be covered up, mash with anything, these things are included. Rashi says, tamlem v'chisey b'fniyatzma nidrish, midlo iksir v'shavach damu v'ofo yichasenu. It does not say yuvach yichasenu, mash moni yofa, nothing else, but it says tam v'chiseyu, mash with these things also, you could also use. Now, if so, Yochle would have thought to say, shani ma'bav zevel hagas, maybe even the dung, the coarse dung, is also good. Or maybe even b'chol hagas, the coarse sand, is also good. Or maybe ischikas kli matches, maybe we have a metal kli that you crush down. Or else levono magufa shloi kotchon, maybe you have a brick or an earthly cover that was not chopped up. Or else v'kemach v'subin amursin, how do we know that you cannot use flour, or else bran, or else coarse bran? How do we know all these things you cannot use? On this, that was less things, the kemach, flour, the subin, or mursin, that's bran, or else coarse bran. Tamlem, when the apostle says, b'ofer, says, no, it has to be done in dust. So, these things, yes, and those things, no. So, the question is, how do we know to say what yes and what not? So, more is the question, my royis, how do you know, how do you see fit to say that the rabbi says, the first things are good, for kisyadam. When these left things are no good, how do you know to say that? Samar says, yes. Acha sharibu yakosav amit. There's one posit that's mabe v'chiseyu, mashme anything. And then it says, no ba'ofor, which is amit mashmoni in dust. It says, so, marbani yeselu, I include these first things, shein min ofor. Because they have to do their type of a dust. Omoitzen yeselu, there's they're fine, they're soft. They're crushed, the powder. They're doing like offal, like dust. But umaytzian yaselu, I take out these coarse things, shein min offer. It's not called the type of dust. These things are too coarse. They do not go into the rule of dust. The other more says, Eima, why don't I say like this better? Why don't I dash like this? Eima, let's say, v'chiseyu, that's a cloud. Mashmi could cover up the dam with anything. Then the Pasuk says, Ofer with dust, prat. If so, klal or prat, why don't I say, ein b'chal al mashiv a prat? And therefore, maybe a shadashin offer in, midiach rinuloi, maybe only with offer is a kosher to make a kisya dam, with nothing else. How do I know to say other things also? Samarav mori, mishrim dehevei klal, hatzorach la prat. Because this klal needs the prat. It has to teach the chisei, but with what? You have to have some type of a limud. That's called the klal atzorach leprat. Rashi says leisagile leklal. It's not enough just to say the klal b'la proto, because the evikshiv v'chiseyu. The pasuk would have just said v'chiseyu have imashma yechafer leves akli. It would have been enough even just to cover it up with a kli, like it says in the Reisha. V'yitzrich ofer lehoyrois shein kisuzel avodaver amisara v'nivla boy. Here Rashi explains that you need the word the ofer to tell us what's called the kisyadam. Something very soft, very fine, that gets mixed up and the dam is nivla, dam is sapped up in it. So going off or kyoitza boy, like dust or anything like it, is very fine. So therefore, this klal by itself is not enough. You need the prat to try and teach us what does kisa mean. Kisa mean not just on any type of a kisa, not just on covering up with a kli, but it has to be a kisa, something fine that the dam gets absorbed inside it. Therefore, here I cannot dash this with a klal prat. That's the most teretz. That's called the klal hatzorach prat. And therefore, the whole klal hatzorach prat. Anytime the klal needs the prat to teach us what's the pshat in the klal, and don't miss of a klal prat. That's not stam a drush of a klal prat, but rather we have a zberim. It's not only the prat, not only offer, but anything like it is also included. Anything that's fine, and the dam gets nibbler inside it. That's also included to be the kind of the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. Gemara says, Dorish Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisdo. The Nachman bar Rav Chisdo darshan like this. That ain't mechasn el abadovish shazorim boy. Umatzmiach. Could only be mekan the mitzvah kisti adam with something that if you plant in it, like it could grow. It has to be something that shazorim boy umatzmiach. Omar Rava said back, Hi Burcha. Rava says, no, this is wrong. It's not right. It's a bad remark. So, Omale Rav Nachman by Yitzhak the Rova Mai, Bruchusai, what's wrong with it? What's so bad about this psak? It's like this, I know I'm Risen Ale, I said this over, I was the one that told it to him. And Omeho Mas Nisan, I'm Risen Ale, I said it over from this Brisa. It says, Aloko, Hoye Mahalach Ba Midbar, if somebody was traveling in the desert, Vyein Loy Ofo Lachasois, he doesn't have any dust to cover up the Kisi Adam with. It says clearly the law is that Seichik Dinazov, if he wants to, he could grind down a golden dinner, or Mechase, and he could cover up with the powder of this gold. What's going to be Hayim Halach Besvin? Let's say somebody was going traveling on a ship, V'yein Le'ofo Lechases, and there's no dust there to make his Yadam. So Sarif Talisa Mechase, if you want to, you could burn your talis like your clothing, and with the ashes of it, you could be Mechase. So bishleim esarif talisa mechasa bishleim. Just like you don't understand, if you burn your clothing and with the ashes you want to do mitzvahs kisidam, that's good. Ashkechon efer diikri ofa. We know that ashes are sometimes called the dust. So therefore, it goes bechlal ofa that you can make mitzvahs kisidam. Eladim ezov minolon. But where do we find that the crushed gold, like the gold powder, is called ofa? Where do we find that? Rashi says, where do we find that Afer is called Ofer? May Ofer Sreifa Sachatis. The Pasuk calls Sreifa Sachatis Ofer. It's not really Ofer, it's ashes. You see, ashes is also called Ofer. But where do we find that the powder of gold is also called Ofer? How do we know if you're Mekayim Mitzvahs Kisidam with that? Samor says, yes. Reb Zera says, V'yafor Rezov Loi. There's a Pasuk Ganiv that says, yes. That the dust of gold, you see, gold is also called dust. So that's why you can make kind of Mrs. Kisi Adam. But not just the fact, anything that you could grow in it. So, Ton Rabbon, learn like this. Ton Rabbonin. Ein mechasen ele biyofor. Divri b'sham. V'shami says, no, you could only be make kind of Mrs. Kisi Adam only with dust, that's all. Or Beisulah, Mesul says, no. Beisulah, Imrim, that Motsinu. Afer shekori ofer. We find that afer, the ashes, is also called dust. Shneimer pasuk says the loku latomei may offer sreifus. Take from the poraduma, from the offer, from the dust, and we know it's only the burnt, it's ashes. You see, ashes is called the dust. Ubeishamu do with this offer sreifu ikri. It's called the burnt dust, but offer stam ikri is not called stam offer. So Torah wants by Kisidam to Chiseyu be offered, has to be Dafkin regular dust, and not in burnt, not in ashes. But Allah we pass like Beisilol, that even ashes is also called offer. Tanav learned like this, Haysif Oleim, we add on to this drush also, that HaShochor V'HaKchoyl, means we add on to this halacha of dust, is also HaShochor, means coal dust. Rashi says, Pchomim Kedushim, crossed up coals, that's called the shochor, black coals. V'yakechoyol, that's some type of paint, red paint. And also the add on v'nikras pisulin. Rashi says nikras pisulin means ofor shemenakri min harechayim, from the mill, from the grinder. They're also dirt, the ash, the dust. You take out from the grinder rechayim. It's also kosher b'kisi adam. V'yeshem, some say afar zunecho. Rashi says zunecho means opiment. Some say means opiment. Even that is also kosher for kisedam. Omer Rav says v'schar shom Avraham Avinu. The fact that Avraham Avinu said that I should be v'nechi ofo v'efer, I should be like dust and ashes, is zocho bonav l'shtei mitzvahs, that the children of Christ will zocho to have these two mitzvahs of Sreifa Saporo and Kisi Adam. Offer Poro, the ashes of Poraduma, the Afer Poro, and the offer Saita, the dust of the Saita. I'll admit to Saita for the more. Not like it's an out kisa dam, but I'll say offer from Saita. Not like it's a kasha. Why? The lech shivnami offer kisay hadam. Why don't we include also our halach here of kisya dam? The more says hosom hechshe mitzvah ika hano leka. Means over here by kisya dam, there's no real hano from the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only hechshe mitzvah to make kisya dam, but we don't have any hano from it. Like the animal already is kosher kit because of the shechita. Mashenken, by the poradumu, we have hanot metairos. And then within, by the efer, the offer of saito, it's also metairos, makes a muta labaila. So via the suffix. So there we have hanot from those two mitzvahs. That's the more teretz here. That efer kisa adam hosam hechshe mitzvika no leko. But over here, these two mitzvahs, we even have hanot from them. And the Yomarov, Rav also says, that v'schar hashom al Avraham Avinu, in michut v'yatzroich now, that's what he said, what else will take away from me a thread or a shoelace? So, zocho bonov l'shtei mitzvahs, l'chut shot chelis, or a tzuah shot filim. Zocho to those two mitzvahs. Alright, we'll stop here.